Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, I don't think this is a more recent problem, but this has been a gradual problem over time where people are stealing fryer oil. What's going on with that, and why is that so significant?
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic that I'm getting involved in this now, after I left the DA's office. In my entire time at the DA's office, this never came across my desk. No one ever reported this to me. I was never aware of this problem. It wasn't until I left the DA's office a month or so ago that the president of Buffalo Biodiesel reached out to me and told me about this problem. I immediately got him in touch with current DA Mike Kane. He had actually already reached out to Mike Kane beforehand and put this on Mike Kane's radar. And so, you know, we met to talk about the various cases here in Erie County. Obviously, Mike Kane is all over this now. And then I was informed about the thousands of cases all across New York State and the country. Buffalo Biodiesel operates all over the northeast portion of the United States and into the Midwest, too, in Ohio and Indiana. There are just thousands and thousands of these thefts that are taking place. And the main reason why, you know, when it comes down to most crime, except for, you know, violent crime involving murders, but all other crime, a lot of our crimes is money. There is just a huge amount of money that is involved, believe it or not, with this used cooking oil, where the used cooking oil is, when cleaned out and, you know, purified and processed, can be sold to the big oil and gas companies in this country, and they use this for green energy products, biofuels, products that help our environment. So this is kind of the new thing in the environmental green movement. And this used cooking oil, again, believe it or not, I found it kind of, I didn't believe it at first, is potentially worth a lot of money.
Now, how much are we talking about that's been stolen? Like, from what I saw, it was somewhere in the millions. Is that true?
Absolutely. Millions and millions of dollars worth. So what happens here is that, Buffalo Biodiesel has relationships with thousands of restaurants and bars across Erie County, across the state, and across the northeast part of the country. And the relationship basically is that, you know, they will pay the restaurants and bars, an amount of money for their used cooking oil. And the cooking oil is basically stored in these vats that are placed outside of the bar and restaurant. So whatever pizzeria or bar or restaurant here in the Buffalo area that has a contract with Buffalo Biodiesel, Buffalo Biodiesel will put a vat, like a big storage tank, in the parking lot or behind the restaurant. And then, you know, whenever the restaurant changes their cooking oils every, day or so, they'll just dump the old cooking oil in the vats outside of the restaurant in the parking lot, and then they'll call Buffalo Biodiesel and tell them, hey, it's Phil, come and pick it up. And then Buffalo Biodiesel will come and pick it up. Well, like I said, organized crime now has gotten involved here now, and they realize the amount of money in this used cooking oil. So they are now having individuals and hiring individuals, criminals, to go around to various parking lots and break into these vats and suck the cooking oil out themselves into their own storage containers that they have in a truck that they pull in the parking lot. And then once they suck all the oil out, they'll then get in the truck and take off. Believe it or not, this is being done hundreds of times a month, all over the state, all over Erie County, all over the country, every day.
So let's talk about the penal law here. What type of crimes are these people committing when they take oil from these restaurants and also from biodiesel or Buffalo biodiesel?
Sure. They're basically committing two crimes. They're committing grand larceny or petty larceny, which is the theft of the actual cooking oil, and they're committing criminal mischief by breaking into and damaging sometimes, most of the times, these vats that are out in the parking lot that are property of Buffalo Biodiesel. So, the criminal mischief charge is not the most serious charge because, I mean, you know, they're breaking a lock or they're cracking a plastic, you know, storage container. All right. You know, not worth, you know, a heck of a lot of money. All right. The main crime is the larceny, the grand larceny of the cooking oil. Now, the problem with this is, from a penal law prosecution standpoint, is that, you know, each individual theft. So let's say you got a group of guys. There's normally like two or three guys at a time that are in these trucks that go around and do this. Let's say they break into and steal cooking oil from five different locations on a night. All right. Well, you know, each individual location is a separate crime. Now, what connects it, though, is that Buffalo Biodiesel is a victim of all five of the crimes because they own the cooking oil at all five of these locations. Now, the individual amount of the cooking oil at, like, say, pizzeria number one may not be worth $1,000. If it's under $1,000, it's only a petty larceny, misdemeanor. So you have to aggregate all five together in order to get it over $1,000 and to get it to a felony level. And now, that becomes difficult to do because you got to prove that if you catch these guys, that the cooking oil they got in the back of their truck was from all five locations. You know, if you see them coming out of one location, then you've only got them at one location. So it becomes tricky to kind of aggregate this to get it to the level of a felony. That's why what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the U.S. attorney involved and the attorney general's offices involved in various states to have these crimes prosecuted as a organized crime RICO violation. Because now if we can get it as a RICO violation, a racketeering charge, now you're looking at some serious crime here. But again, in order to do that, you got to prove that. You got to prove that there's an organized element to that, that there's a ringleader involved, that there's instructions being involved, that it's kind of an organized crime here with the different mechanics and elements that are taking place here, which, again, Adam, sometimes it's tough to do.
Now, with the crime organization, this is really interesting because I never really thought about that, but it seems to me as if there would be a central point where they're bringing all of the stolen oil to. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yes. So they actually use multiple locations, okay? So they use different locations to kind of bring the oil back to, and then they take it from there to a cleaning facility. You got to clean the oil, obviously, because you know the oil, the restaurant or bar is dumping the old cooking oil into these vats. All right, so there's still chicken wing parts and skin and French fries, little French fries, whatever, that are still in the cooking oil. So Exxon and Chevron and the big oil and gas companies, they don't want that. Okay, they want the clean cooking oil that's been filtered. So you've got to take it somewhere to clean it out and get rid of the chicken wing skin and pieces and French fries and whatnot. So they take it there and they get it cleaned out, and then eventually it makes its way to various subsidiary distributors who buy it, and then they sell it to the big oil and gas companies. So it's a very, very complex process here, and it's definitely organized. I was just talking to someone at Buffalo Biodiesel yesterday, and there was a recent arrest. Actually, I was talking with the DA. I was talking to the DA of Rensselaer County outside of Albany yesterday about this. And she told me that there was an arrest last night or two nights ago in her county. And there were two guys from Yonkers who were up in the Albany area stealing the cooking oil. So it's clearly being organized out of New York City. And there's organized gang elements out of New York City that are sending people across the state and across the Northeast country, part of the country, to carry on these crimes.
Now, let's say I own a restaurant and I have noticed my oil was getting stolen out of the vat in the back. What would be some of your recommendations for me to try to prevent this from happening in the future?
Well, first of all, you need to call Buffalo Biodiesel right away, okay? You need to call them right away and call the police right away as well. So you need to call the authorities and then let Buffalo Biodiesel know, all right? Obviously the best way to prevent this is to put a camera up in the back of your restaurant, because if the crooks come and they see the camera there, they're probably going to drive away. These various locks that are on, these various vats, they're unfortunately, you can smash them and break them. Okay. There's really not much you can do to prevent that. Okay. And obviously it's not feasible to have a guard out there 24/7 watching the bats. Okay. That's ridiculous, obviously. So, the best way to prevent this is to perhaps have, a camera out there, or, to have, while the restaurant's open, to kind of, monitor the outside, on occasion. A lot of times these crimes are going to happen, though, when the restaurants close. Matter of fact, most of the time they're going to happen in the middle of the night when the restaurant's closed. The reason why they hired me to get involved is because what I can do is I can call my former colleagues who are district attorneys across the state and across the country. And fortunately, as being the past president of the New York State DA Association and being the past president of the National DA Association, I know DAs across the state. I know all of them across the state, and I know a lot of them across the country. I can call my former colleagues up and say, hey, I can work with them on these cases here and tell them, hey, this is not just a one-off petty larceny, small-time theft. This is part of an organized crime effort, okay, and explain that to him and take these cases seriously. Obviously they're not murders, you got to prioritize your cases in a DA's office, and I recognize that. But, once we inform the DAs that, this is part of an organized crime ring, now that gives it higher priority, obviously. And so you start putting these people in jail and arresting them, and that is what, at the end of the day, is really going to cut back on this situation, because they're going to know now that you're not going to get away with this. You're going to get caught, and you're going to get prosecuted and sent to jail.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.